2. River Dee. Welcome to the River Dee, or Avon Dyfrdwy in Welsh. Its name is thought to derive from ancient Celtic origins, where the river was associated with a goddess and revered as sacred. The Dee is the longest river in North Wales, stretching 70 miles from its source here to the Dee estuary near Chester. It has long been a vital waterway supporting both wildlife and communities. Crucially, the river serves as a major source of drinking water, supplying millions of people in Wales and northwest England. Further downstream, you'll notice a sluice gate. For over two centuries, sluice gates like this have played a critical role in controlling the river's flow, preventing flooding and maintaining water levels for the Llangollen Canal. The canal feeds into the iconic Pontgysyllta Aqueduct, an UNESCO World Heritage Site completed in 1805, which stands as a triumph of engineering over the Dee. The river itself holds a wealth of biodiversity. In autumn, as you approach the weirs beyond the bend, watch closely as you might catch the powerful leaps of Atlantic salmon. These migratory fish return from the sea to spawn, using their extraordinary sense of smell to locate the very waters, and often the exact spot, where they were born. Their determined journey, overcoming obstacles in their way, is one of nature's most awe-inspiring spectacles. The Atlantic salmon, along with three species of lamprey, Eurasian otter, bullhead, and the rare floating water plantain, are some of the key contributors to the River Dee catchment's designation as a special area of conservation, a designation protecting habitats and species of European importance. As you continue along the tarmac footpath, look out for dippers and swallows flitting along the riverbank. Dippers, recognisable by their chocolate brown bodies and white throats, can often be seen bobbing on stones. They're the only songbirds that dive underwater to hunt for insect larvae like stonefly and caddisfly. Swallows, on the other hand, grace the skies above, darting and swooping in their hunt. These agile birds have travelled thousands of miles from southern Africa to feast on the plentiful insects of the British summer, a vital fuel for their energetic aerial lifestyle. The grass embankments along the river are maintained to prevent flooding by keeping the soil tightly packed to resist erosion. However, in certain spots you'll find that the grass is left to grow, encouraging wildflowers that attract pollinators like bees and butterflies. Unfortunately, our pollinator numbers are in serious decline, but you can help to support them. By leaving parts of your garden to grow wild, planting nectar-rich flowers, or even building bee hotels, you can provide the vital food and shelter for pollinators throughout the year, helping to sustain their populations.
Keep your eyes peeled as you explore. You never know what wildlife surprises await. Your next audio point begins as you pass the steel bridge, now following the River Tryweryn.